here we go. We're in. We're live, people.
Here we go.
Flip. Anyway, drums, and drumsticks and cymbals. And
none of it will work unless I count us in, because I won't know how to sync us up. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes. There we go.
How do we do?
Great, I think.
Okay.
Ooh, it's great.
Well, we definitely can't use our normal intro, because there's no way I can line that up with our intro. I'll have to let it fade out. How are you, bud?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. I'm very good. I'm just trying to get my hands warm. But the exercise I'm going to show in this episode. Oh, has that spoiled it?
No. I mean, I think the title kind of spoiled it. Favor and a gift. We're going to ask for something, then we're going to give you something.
Yeah. And I've spoiled my gift, so I'm not going to tell you what Mike's is.
all you said was that you're going to teach an exercise, and I think that is more than enough to keep people sticking around. So the goal here is, one, we do have a favor to ask of you. This will be a very short bonus episode. But then after that, after we've been so selfish as to ask you for something, then we shall give you something. And we will both be teaching you a short practice pad lesson. Dude, that studio looks so freaking good. You keep talking about coming and visiting here. I need to come over there. We need to do a camp in that room.
It is
just
cool.
Put shoe sales on hold for 1 week and you and I will teach a camp there.
It is cool, mate. It definitely, not to be the English man and be like, oh yeah, it's great, but I definitely need to sort of do, I mean, you can see the wooden door right there. You can see there's a gap, right? So we're going to put like a conservatory door, so like a big thick double glazed sliding door for there, and we're just going to make it a little bit more soundproof and treatable. But I tell you what was the best thing ever, spider repellent spray from Amazon, right? I'm going to start, if there's ever been a time to start an affiliate program,
affiliate link,
now is the time, mate, because I am gonna sell some numbers for these spider things. It doesn't harm the spiders, it doesn't harm any pets you have, because Luke brings his dog here. It doesn't do it. It's like, I think it's all natural, like tea tree oil. It's mental.
Okay, and so the spiders are like, I'm just not a fan of this place. they leave on their own accord.
They have not been coming in. And
really?
the spiders, they were a problem. They were a massive problem. But honestly, if anyone is one, afraid of spiders, and second of all, has a problem with them in their space, get that off Amazon. And but firstly, use my code. So
yeah, I'm definitely going to bring that next time I go to 21 Drums in Ireland. I mean, the idea that, you know, we're so legit that we rent a castle is awesome until you get there and realize you just rented a freaking castle. Yeah. You didn't rent a hotel. You didn't rent a motel. You rented an old ass castle. And man, there's nothing like settling in for the night, swiping up to turn on that iPad to watch a little Netflix, and then just all the bugs just hit you and you're like, oh God, what happened? I'm definitely going to, it's rough, man. I try not to be, dude, I'm 45. I'm kind of over like freaking out over a bug unless I'm in bed. It really messes me up because I feel it crawling on me even though it's not there.
It's the worst, mate. You know Ian, right? His house like on a sort of farm. And every time I stay around, I'm like, yeah, I'd love to stay around, mate. I get there. And before I get into bed, I pull out the bed, like into the middle of the room, check all the corners, check the windowsill. He has like a house like this. It's just spiders just love it. And there's nothing worse than being like, oh my God, that could crawl in my mouth whilst I'm sleeping.
It's so weird because once you get over it, like campers, people that camp, they're fine with it. They have no problem at all. They're just like, dude, get over it. I'm like, yeah, but I can't.
Do you
I don't
spiders?
Know how to get over it.
Do you have spiders there? You don't, do you?
Well, I mean, yes. In life, yes. But no, not. So both my studio and my home, we have like an actual pest service that comes around every couple of weeks and sprays the entire perimeter. And so no bugs. When you stay at the house, when you stay at the studio, no bugs. I mean, but we have things that are bigger than bugs. We have skunks.
Yeah,
skunks. We definitely have possums. I don't know if you've ever seen a possum, but like if you gave a rat steroids for 16 years, that's a possum. They're scary as hell.
Yeah.
So we have skunks and possums, but we don't mess with those spiders. So, all right, let's get into this thing. Are you nervous?
I hate doing this sort of stuff.
This.
But you know what? It's for the greater good. It really is. You know what I mean? So, you just
it is.
Saying that, lead the way, Mike.
Right on. But why don't you just take it away, Eddie? Okay, here's the deal. We are asking you, our listeners, to please consider becoming patrons, to join Patreon and support this podcast. For those that have been supporters of this podcast since day one, this is not for you. Thank you. You guys have been the reason this podcast exists. Obviously, we knew going into this, we started this podcast at a time where everything was stopped and we weren't doing anything anyways. Well, looking at the calendar for 2022, between my camps, which I have, I think, 10 camps in 2022, I have multiple drum festivals, I have multiple clinic tours. Eddie has multiple drum festivals, has a shoe business to run, also has multiple tours with Busted. We're looking at our schedule and we're just thinking, how are we going to do this podcast when it honestly does take away time from the things that we do for a living? Like, we make our living through drums, and then Eddie also has the shoe business. And by the way, when I say shoe business, he doesn't own Nike. I mean, he's scrapping just like a musician in the shoe business.
Yeah.
So to do this podcast, obviously it takes away time from things that we do for a living. So this podcast, unfortunately, now has to become part of our living. And in the beginning, the thought was, okay, well, either we can have it be listener supported or we can have it be ad supported. And we didn't want to have ads. The problem with saying, you know what, guys, we just don't have enough patrons, we're going to bring in ads, we honestly don't have the time to do that. You can't just turn on an ads button. You become like an advertising manager, and neither one of us have the time to start chasing that stuff down. So we're asking you for your support. We know, and no one ever gives this information away. By the way, the amount of lies that I hear in the podcast world, like, yeah, we're doing about 100,000 downloads a day. And I'm like, really? What? Yeah. Are you sure you have a podcast about bottom snare heads? Sure, you're doing 100K? That seems like a lot. Here's the truth. We have, on average, about 5,000 to 6,000 unique listeners,
which now, is crazy. I can't believe it.
Can you? I currently, if I have a festival or not a festival, if I do a drum clinic and I say, you know what, I'm going to hold that at a 5,000 seater, they would be like, you can't even fill the guest list, buddy. So, dude, to have 5,000 to 6,000 people that listen to this on a weekly basis, that is heaven to us. We right now have about 160 patrons. That means that 160 people out of 6,000 are paying for everyone else to listen to this podcast. So we're just asking you to consider supporting this podcast, signing up on Patreon. I guarantee, even if you go for our top tier, which I think is $12 a month, that's 2 Starbucks drinks a month that you just don't get to drink. And then you're good. You're good to go. And then this podcast gets to stay a part of your life. We are trying very hard to bring something unique to the table, which is the mental health aspect of this crazy instrument.
Yeah, exactly, mate. And you know what, man? It's like you summed it up so well. And I hate asking people to, you know, to reach into their pockets and get involved with something like this. But it's like you said, mate, life is starting to pick up after lockdown and things are getting, you know, busier and hectic. And this podcast has been such an important thing in my life, in your life, and in everyone else's life. And I just want to maintain it for as long as possible, mate, you know, just continue to help us and everyone else. And also as well, like, I think I'm always surprised at how many people don't really know what is going on inside the Patreon page. And also, like, I mean, first of all, half the people don't even know we've got a podcast together, which is crazy because it's all I talk about on social media. But my point is that, like, you know, we're asking you to support as well, 100%, but we're also sort of saying, like, guys, we have an amazing community in this Patreon page. And we also do these live lessons now on the pad where everyone gets involved. Patrons are starting to teach. You guys get to come to the clinics for free if you're on the top tier. All of these amazing things. And it's more like, you know, we are asking you to support, but we also just want to tell you, like, the amazing things going on inside the Patreon page, which is just, you've got to experience it, mate. So if you can afford it, if you want to do it, it would mean the absolute world. Because as Mike said, mate, Mike's probably the busiest drummer. He's one of those guys, right, who is so busy that you never really know how busy. You know, I voice note Mike and I'm like, you're right, mate, what are you up to? And he's just like, oh, I've just finished 14 camps in a row. And I'm like, well, there was one post on social media. Do you know what I mean? And like Mike said, I've got my shoe thing as well, and I'm gonna launch my membership back one day. And it's just it's not just a conversation with our mates. There's a lot that goes into this. And I think, you know, we're very sensitive about asking for support and money and this and that. And it's horrible and we don't like to do it. But we just wanted to let you know, one, your support is literally why we can do this podcast. Without 100%. It, we wouldn't be able to. And then second of all, you are missing quite a lot inside that Patreon page.
Yeah. And I think that that's the tough part of this is we have a barrier. There is a cost barrier to get into this thing that we're offering, which is the Patreon page and our live events that you, like Eddie said, you get to be a part of. We had one of the patrons, Zolt, he taught a lesson in the taught a lesson, Eddie taught a lesson, and Zolt taught a lesson. Guess who was the best teacher? Not the two of us. That guy crushed it.
I'm so annoyed I had to go after, mate. I was like, oh no, he has absolutely destroyed it. He did it.
He was so good.
He was amazing, man. And yeah, like you said, the list goes on and on. And I feel like there's going to be more things that happen inside the Patreon page. And it's a community that is just getting stronger and stronger, you know? So I would hate for people to not know it exists.
Absolutely. So basically all we're saying is if this podcast, I don't know why I'm staring at the camera. People are never going to see this. Basically what I'm saying is if you feel that this podcast is bringing some sort of joy and value to your life, please consider being a patron. It's that simple. You just go on over to patreon.com/drumwithmikeandeddie, or you can find the link in the notes of this and every single episode of the podcast. And just sign up and then start becoming part of our hangs, because the hangs are really, really cool. They happen once a month now, but as this podcast grows, as the Patreon group grows, as the membership grows, then because it starts to become part of our actual living where we count on it as part of our lifestyle and our financial lifestyle, well, then maybe we start doing two of those Zoom hangs per month. We start doing maybe more of these bonus lessons. I would love to do more bonus lessons, just like you always get your giant hour-long lesson, but here's a nice 15-minute lesson or episode from Eddie and I just about some things we're working on the pad.
Yeah, exactly.
So that is all we are asking. If you could do that now, that would be amazing. Just pull the car over. Pour the Starbucks out.
Mate, you know what? just when they say, okay, is that a large, is that a grande or a whatever it is at Starbucks? Just go, it's a nothing today, mate, actually. And walk out and say, you know what it is? It's a Patreon day with Mike.
That's what it is.
There we go.
That's what it is. You know what? And you too. I'm going to sign you up too, lady. Here we go. Exactly. All right, let's get in. So that's the favor. Now it's time for the gift. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I haven't got a metronome, so bear with me, listeners. And hopefully it sounds fairly all right wherever you are, whatever you're listening on. If you are driving, don't get your sticks out. Unless you've got a Tesla. I don't really know how that works, but I'll just say engage autopilot. Exactly. Engage your autopilot. Don't actually, because I don't want to be the reason why something could have gone wrong.
Exactly. If you're at home, enjoy this.
Exactly. So people, it is freezing cold in England now. It's all of a sudden winter and my hands are absolutely freezing. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to teach the thing that I was going to teach. I'm going to teach an exercise that I play every time I'm backstage trying to warm up or probably most likely in my shipping container because it is freezing cold. So this is an exercise. I'm going to play it first just so you can hear it and just sort of hear the melody behind it. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have definitely heard this at some point. And if you've had a lesson with me, then you would have definitely known this. But this is how it sounds. Here we go. Ready? Let's hope I don't hit the wire. Ready? And that is it.
Please tell me that the boo-ga-ga-ga are not doubles accenting the second note.
Yes, they are. They are.
That's the worst.
I always find...
It's the best, but it's the worst.
It is. I always find like when I'm trying to warm up that doing that, even really, really slow, does so much for my fingers and my wrists and it just gets me warmed up. Plus as well, I still have to think about the second note of any... you know, of doubles when I'm accenting them. It's nothing that, it doesn't just flow out. I wish it did, but I have to think about it. So it helps me get warmed up. But I'll explain it in two halves real quick. So the first half is just a six. I don't know what the technical term is for this. It might be something that Mike will be able to correct me on, but it's basically built up of two doubles and two singles. So a double with your right, or if you're left, you can start with your left. So a double, one, two, and then left, one, two, one, two, three, four, and then just two singles, right, left. So two rights, two left, and a right, and then a left. One, two, three, four, five, six, one, two, three, four, five, six. And it's just a melody.
So the singles are half the speed of the doubles.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's just a melody that I just always come back to. And then, so I think we play that twice. We do play that twice. And then we go to doubles, which is just one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. But the doubles, your accent in the second note, not the first note. So that's it. So you've got two lots of six and then eight notes. Let's...
Can I try it?
Of course. Okay. Go for it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Saucy. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Now remember, right, we're on a time delay, so we can't play at the same time.
I think that was right. Okay, that was right.
I gotta do it. Okay. I gotta do it again. I think I got it. I'm so happy people can't see my face right now. My chin literally touched my ear.
Yeah, I've got... the other day at Charlie's video shoot, right, it was a side angle and I was just a silhouette and it looked really good apart from the silhouette of my third chin. So, and honestly, it's from doing these exercises, mate. I swear to God, it's from going, oh, and looking down and looking weird. So that is the exercise. But it was dead, dead simple. There's not much to it. But what I tend to do after a while of soaking that into my muscle memory and not thinking about it, is when it comes to doing the six, so the two six, double, double, right, left, is I just play all singles. So you go from playing it the doubles.
Oh, I like that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so it sounds the same. And the idea is to make it sound the same, even though it's probably not going to be. So you've got doubles. And then singles. And that's it.
No.
That's it.
Woo! Now, when you go to the singles, you're still doing doubles at the end, right?
Yes, exactly. So the only thing that changes is you're playing singles within the six instead of doing doubles.
Love it.
And that's it. Yeah, that's the one I always go back to.
I think that's a great exercise. So that first, let's talk about that first six just on a theory side. So basically, that is an inverted six-stroke roll. So a real six-stroke roll is not what we do on Instagram and YouTube. That's like a modern creation. Mm-hmm. So a real six-stroke roll is one single, two doubles, and one single. So it's da 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 da.
Yes,
that's a six-stroke roll. Da 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 da.
Someone said this to me at a drum thing recently, and I was like, no.
I've definitely done that when somebody's like, those are actually flam accents, not Swiss triplets. I was like, well, I'm a professional drum teacher. And then I raced over to Vic Firth's website. I was like, son of a bitch.
but this is what I love about like how we do these things inside the Patreon page, mate, because I know zero technical terms. Half the time I don't even know what I'm playing. It's just all from like a melody Yeah,
isn't that inspirational to other people that see the world the same way you do? Which is like, I feel like you in drumming is very similar to me in business, where I just do what I do. I have no idea what I'm doing. But every time I think I've changed the game and I talk to a business friend, they're like, there's a term for that. That came out in the 1920s during the Industrial Revolution. You know what I'm like? Oh, I thought I just made that up. They're like, no, that's just normal business practice. Okay, so,
mate, it's like for example, if I see anyone else doing that on Instagram, I'm like, right, they must have hacked into my webcam in my studio and watched me. How do they know this?
You can't figure that out. I mean, but what's crazy is I have access to the same information you do. I know all of my rudiments and I've never done that exercise exactly like that. And that's what's so beautiful about this thing is it's endless. Then when Zolt taught on our lesson the other time on the Zoom call with the patrons, we had never done what he did, even though as soon as he started teaching, I was like, oh, this is, I've done this a million times. And then by the middle of the lesson, I was like, nope, never done that.
Yeah.
Then you taught and I was like, nope, never done that. And then I remember the first two times that I taught, you and I voice note right after, you're like, man, I can't believe I've never thought of that before.
Yeah.
And that's what's crazy. So cool is like, yes, I've done this. And I've done this. I've just never put them together.
Yeah. I love it though. I love it. It's a cool feel as well. Bam,
bam, bam, bam, boom. I'm seriously gonna be doing that over. A little bio.
Yeah,
with my
there
feet.
You go. Right, what you got?
All
for
right,
us,
kids.
Mate?
All right, here we go. This is an exercise to, I call this practical singles. So I think that most of us, by the way, if my hand sounds sloppy, it's not because I'm cold. It's because only Eddie can see, but I'm way too low for where the pad is. So my hands are up by my nipples.
You look like Travis sat like standing like, next
totally.
To my drum kit.
I look like a little kid. I can't. So I'm doing the best that I can, but I look somewhere like in between a baby and a chimpanzee. That's basically what I look like while I'm playing on this pad right now that's on my desk. So with singles, I think most of us that have been playing for a long time, been practicing for a long time, can work up to some clean singles if we treat them by themselves as singles. And we start off slow and we build it up. I'm going to stop right there because that's about as much as I can do with my hands on my shoulders. But the thing is, that never happens. There's never been a time while I was playing drums. Boom. You never get to do it. You always have to jump into it. And here's what happens. Boom. Scat. Boom. And then you just cry and you hate yourself and your whole life falls apart. So I think that we need exercises that force us to jump into those singles so that they're much more practical. So this exercise is pretty simple. You're playing 4 hits with the right hand, 4 hits with the left hand, then 8 hits with the right hand, and it starts over left hand lead. So it's 4, 4, 8, left, right, left, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right, 2, 3, 4, left, 2, 3, 4, right, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, left, 2, 3, 4, right, 2, 3, 4, left, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So think of it as just 4, 4, 8, 4,
wow.
4, 8, 4, 4, 8, 4, 4, 8. Now, when you get to the 8, you put the left hand in between for 4 notes. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you have to do singles, right hand lead and left hand lead. So listen here, right, left, singles, right, left, right, singles, left, right, left, singles, right. Right,
yes.
Left, right, left, biscuits, right, left, right, left, right, left. A little faster?
Yes. That's...
Those left-hand lead singles are rough.
That is very, very, very hard. Yet again, mate, like this is why I love these sort of exercises. Like, yeah, it's just singles, but mate, that's harder than anything you will ever play. You know, like
it's a nightmare.
It's crazy, mate. I love these exercises, man. Yeah,
you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, yeah. Can you remind me what it is?
Okay, so think of it as 4, 4, 8. Just start with that. 4. Yep. And then when you get to the beginning of that 8, you put in the other hand.
Okay.
Dut, dut, dugga, 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 dut, 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 dut.
Okay. Dut, dut, dut. Oh, left hand.
Yeah,
left,
yeah, yeah, that's it, that's
the
it.
The left hand lead is horrifying. Oh my god! Like the left hand is like da 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 da. Da. Yeah, man. I love that. I love that. That is very, very difficult, mate. I that's one thing that I'm trying to work on at the minute is leading with my left hand. I never lead into fields with like a left double or my left hand in general. And it's really hard.
That'll be a great exercise for you. So I call that practical singles just because it's more practical having to jump into your singles than it is getting to warm them up and then just play single strokes for 5 minutes. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I do that actually quite a bit where I just play singles as long as I can and try to smooth them out. But I never get a chance to do that while I'm playing. And I know that like I have a couple times in my band where, you know, for me, there's single strokes, which are tied to a pulse. So it might be 32nd notes, might be 16th notes, whatever. And then there's a single stroke roll where you flip on the light switch and you just go.
Yeah.
And I have a couple man on the moon spots in my band where we're playing and it goes. And you just you have to come out on one of the hands. Like you don't know if it's going to be the right. You don't know if it's going to be the left because you're just basically going as fast as you can go. But the only thing that can kill that dream is becoming the mayor of Flamville and going.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
Oh, when you're just like, I got it. I don't got it. Shit. And you're just like, I just want to go home and cry. So hopefully that exercise will help. Hopefully Eddie's exercise will help as well. Put that over an ostinato. That is our gift for you. If you want to become part of this stuff, hell, if you want to see this stuff instead of just hear it, please become a patron and head on over to patreon.com/drumwithmikeandeddie. Our goal, I don't even want to tell you our goal, but we're not there yet. So if you can support us, that would be really amazing. And we would truly appreciate it. And then we get to be a part of something together, something really fun. And then you'll see when you're in those little Patreon hangs or those Zoom hangs that at some point I might be like, Billy, why don't you try it? And then Billy Meridian did try it and he crushed it. Tom DeGangi had to try the exercise. So sometimes Eddie and I are teaching and then we ask you to try it. So your heart rate will go up and it just gets you. And don't worry, we'll never embarrass anybody, but it gets you in that situation where you're like, okay, this is cool. I'm having a drum hang with my drum buddies. And that's what we've always wanted this podcast to be. We wanted to give you guys an hour to hang out with your drum friends, just in case you, you know, don't have a lot of drum friends, which basically I've been teaching drummers my whole life. And every time they're at camp, they always say, this is amazing. I don't have any drum friends at home. Mate, you know, and so that's what this podcast is designed to do.
I don't. I genuinely don't. You know what I mean? It's like there's no one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You and Carter. Wicked.
And you know, like the last call we did, mate, the exercise that I couldn't do. And listeners, mate, I'm kind of glad you weren't a patron back then. Because you would have seen like me have like a heart attack / panic attack live on air. But it's wicked, mate, because, you know, we just show you things that, you know, we make mistakes. Everyone makes a mistake. It's not about that. It's just about being a part of a wicked community, mate, and being a part of something. So yeah, mate, you know, just please, please, please go and sign up so we don't have to constantly bombard. Well, we don't constantly anyway, but we don't have to remind everyone that the Patreon exists. You know what I mean?
Just the most important thing is that we want this podcast to keep going. And once it becomes part of our norm on a financial level, then we do figure out ways to make time for it. Like we are going to have to figure out while Eddie's out on tour with Busted, are we going to do it from the hotel room? Are we going to do it from the bus? Where are we going to do it when I'm in the middle of camp season? Where are we going to do it from? Heck, when you're here at camp in 2 weeks, we're going to do one in person.
I know.
We should do it in front of the campers.
We should. We definitely should.
I think it's cooler than they would think. They'd be like, I'd rather just listen to you on my drive to work.
Yeah, they're like, probably thinking,
no, you got to be there for it. They're like, no, it's really not that cool.
Yeah, I want to play drums.
Not to mention, how awkward is it going to be for you and I to even be in the same room?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
It's going to take a little getting over. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to this bonus episode. Don't worry, you're not missing an episode. We'll be back on your normal Monday morning drive. But we do really appreciate you listening to this giant commercial. Most importantly, we hope you guys learned something from our two exercises. I'm going to practice Eddie's. Eddie's going to practice mine. And we will see you guys later.
Ciao, ciao.